From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Kay LaFond. The Straits of Mackinac are known for clear blue waters, strong currents, and a 5-mile-long suspension bridge. They are also one of the busiest migration spots for birds of prey in the country. Raptors are a group of birds that include hawks, eagles, and owls. Like many other birds, they have to migrate north and south with the seasons to find food and nesting locations. But they are not fans of large bodies of water.
They don't want to fly over water they can't see the other side of.
That's Richard Kaus. He's the executive director of the Mackinac Straits Raptor Watch, which counts the birds as they fly over.
That they're not like gulls, or they're not, they land in the water, they're not going to make it out. So yeah, they try to find the path of least resistance.
If you're a raptor that needs to cross the Great Lakes, the Straits of Mackinac are that path. Mackinac City is like a raptor migration funnel. The Raptor Watch was formed in 2014 by a group of bird lovers who knew the Straits weren't getting the same scientific attention as other migration corridors in the U.S. And last year, the Straits of Mackinac broke a world record. 5,360 red-tailed hawks flew over on a single day during spring migration. Kaus says the Mackinac Straits Raptor Watch made that record possible.
Birds always been flying over, but because they were finally able to raise some grant money to actually hire somebody to be out there every day counting hawks, there was somebody there to witness it.
The official raptor counting site is behind Mackinac City Public Schools, right near some softball fields, and the public is invited to come observe. Serious raptor watching enthusiasts come from around the country, people like Russ Edmonds from Hartford City, Indiana.
A red-tailed hawk just went by back there. He's over the telephone pole there.
Hey, Kevin, there's two behind you.
Kevin George leans out of his car door, binoculars in hand, partially protected from the bitterly cold winds. He records the two hawks on his data tablet. George is the official counter hired by the Mackinac Straits Raptor Watch. He's been a full-time raptor counter all over the country for 39 years.
So this is a seriously awesome migration corridor.
He says the Straits are one of the best hawk watching spots because there are so many. And it isn't just hawks.
This is like one of the premium places in the United States to see golden eagles. You can see up to like 300 in their adult golden eagles coming through a lot of years.
George says it's been kind of a slow day, but he rattles off his count.
We had 12 turkey vultures so far, one sharp shin, two red shoulders, eight red tails, and 50 sandhill cranes and one American kestrel.
Rich Kaus, remember, he's the head of the Raptor Watch, says even though the Straits are the best spot to cross, it's still challenging for the birds.
So you'll be watching and you'll see some of them actually turn around. Like they get up the courage, like, I'm going to do this, and then like, oh, wait a second, I'm not going to do this today. I'll try again.
They'll rest and try again tomorrow. For the Environment Report, I'm Kay LaFond.